You know, I don't worry about what I can't control. You know, I just gotta stay focused and do what I gotta do. And you know, for my 10 years, my name has come up a lot. You know, and I've never fell into rumors or, you know, what goes around. You know, some are true, and sometimes people create stories. You gotta have something to write about. You know, not saying you guys, but you know. But you know, as for me, I just gotta, you know, have the mindset that I'm here. That's what I gotta focus on. And then at the end of the day, whatever happens, then I deal with the situation.
Do you prefer to stay?
I mean, yeah, nobody, you know, nobody's gonna come out and say I want to be traded. I mean, that's not me anyway. You know, the situation I'm in, I've always learned how to work out, you know, whatever I go through. And you know, I've never been the guy to come out and say, you know, I don't want to be here, or you know, I just, when I struggle, I try to find my way out. You know, not saying that we're struggling because we just won 6 in a row, but you know, like I said, I can't control it.
Your contract situation, do you think that's maybe why we're hearing these rumors with you, not knowing what the future holds for you, whether you stay here or go somewhere else, and the Cavaliers looking to maybe just cover themselves?
I mean, I think so. I think, you know, a lot of people are just worried, you know, what is he going to do? You know, I really believe that to begin with, if it wasn't my contract year, I wouldn't have been here. You know, and, you know, Chicago felt like they, whatever reason, couldn't keep me, and I made a move. And, you know, now I'm here. You know, and because it's my contract, you know, it's going to come up again. So,
will you be shocked if you're not here after 3 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah, I would be. I would be. But then again, you know, I can't live on, you know, trying to figure it out all night. You know, if it happens, it happens. You know, if it doesn't, I'm here.
Is your plan to become a free agent this summer, or have you not completely made up your mind on that?
No, it's hard to. I can't just make up my mind not knowing what's going to happen. You know, I mean, I spoke highly about the organization here and how great, you know, everything is, and how the players are taken care of to perform at their best. But there's a lot of questions here that are not answered. You know, I mean, we just got rid of our GM, you know, the guy that traded for me. So I really don't know, you know, what's going on. If there's a clear exactly what's going on, it'll make everything easier.
How disappointing would it be if anybody was traded with the way you guys are playing right now with a 6-game winning streak?
No, it would be tough. It would be tough, but I think we're coming together. I think we're starting to learn how to win. You know, I said it from the start, sometimes when you get rolling, guys will start to realize that you don't have to do everything by yourself, and you start knowing what your role is. You know, whatever it is you got to do each night, you all do it as a team. You know, and some guys carry, you know, heavier load, but you know some guys are going to do their part, and that's how you become a winning team. And I think we're starting to get that, you know, culture here now.
So you'll sleep well tonight?
I always sleep well. All right, thank you.
Thanks, Luol. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Luol.